the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Fade the Noise podcast. And Tom Pelissero of the NFL broke some devastating news this morning, Mr. Lundy, as we learned that Cam Akers blew out his Achilles training, you know, I guess the pregame to the pregame, as the Rams getting ready to open up training camp this weekend. Well, Akers is not going to be a participant, unfortunately, because he is done for the year. A rising star, somebody that was expected to have a nascent season in his sophomore campaign after a stirring finish to last year, though he was limited by a high ankle sprain for a brief time. So the centerpiece, the ground attack for Sean McVay, exit stage left. Darrell Henderson will resume lead duties for this team. And Henderson last season on 37.9% of the opportunity share had 626 rush yards. So for now, and we'll see what the Rams do. Maybe they entertain a trade. Hello, Melvin Gordon, or any number of veterans that Houston has collected this offseason, or maybe they'll wait until cutdowns to pick somebody up to add depth to this running back position. But again, a bitter pill to swallow for this team. So let's spin it this way. Unless you already locked in Darrell Henderson, I saw BetMGM this morning. His rush yards prop was still up after the news on the season at 500.5, which is absurd to me. That was a gift from the gambling gods, and hopefully you pounce like a panther on the over on that. But if you didn't, what side would you take on 10.5 wins for the Rams at DraftKings right now, +105 on the over, -125 on the under? Running back is a replaceable position here, Lundy, but Akers was sure to be, again, a focal point of this team overall. What side of ledger are you on? Again, 10.5 wins for the Rams this year.
I'm still taking the over on this one, Brad. I still think this is a double-digit win team. I think the added of the 17, I still think this team finishes with 12 wins overall. I think with Akers, I might have even bumped that up to 13, despite the battle that'll take place in the West. But I like this team, and I think that as good as Akers is and as much as he would have brought to the table, I do think that running back is frequently a replaceable position.
Yep. Yep.
When you've got a solid offensive line, they made an upgrade at quarterback. I think this still lines up for the Rams to be a really good squad, and obviously a phenomenal defense.
Yeah, when it comes to wins over replacement, I mean, what is really a running back, even one that is supposed to be, you know, really a monolith within this offensive scheme, truly worth? You know, this is still going to be Matthew Stafford's club. You still got Cooper Kupp. You still got Robert Woods, Tyler Higbee as well. And like I said, you can add depth at the running back position, plug and play, form an RBBC, and get by just fine. So I'm with you there. I'm still going to get seduced by the juice. I'm still going to take the over. I still like the Rams potentially win the Super Bowl at 14-1. And if those odds slip just a little bit and you get a little bit better value at 16-1 or 18-1, again, I would jump all over the skittish who might be veering away from a team that is still uber talented across the board. Well, pour one out for Cam Akers. And right now, we're going to pour one out as well with another edition of the Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Lundy, let's again focus on another NFL future here, and let's stay in the City of Angels, shall we, and talk about Austin Eckler of the other team, the little redheaded stepchild in that market, as the Rams are generating a lot of buzz. People tend to forget about the Chargers. Are going to be throwing all kinds of bolts at the competition, particularly one, the pride of Gunnison, Colorado in Western State. Yes, the pint-sized Eckler, 1,375.5 total yards is the prop here at DraftKings Sportsbook. It is -115 on the over, and that is where I am siding. You got a completely rebuilt Chargers offensive line. This might be the best offensive line this team has had in about a decade. You have a new offensive coordinator, Lombardi, coming over from the New Orleans Saints. You're going to see a lot of that fingerprint that was down there on the Bayou that will now translate there in SoCal. And that's great news for Eckler, because he could be this team's version of Alvin Kamara. You look at some of the prognosticators that are out there. Mike Clay's got him comfortably going over 1,470 combined yards. Jeff Ratcliffe of the Jeff Ratcliffe Show on SiriusXM, however, has got him at 1,337 yards and a
pretty wide disparity there in terms of overall touches, but he's going to do a lot of damage in the pass game. I think he can catch upwards of 90 balls this season. Probably going to get around 180, 185 carries. And remember a season ago, he was a different offensive scheme under Anthony Lynn. But 93.1 total yards per game is what he averaged. If you were to extrapolate that over a 17-game season, you're talking about 1,586 total yards. He gets a lot of yards after contact, catches everything in sight. I love me some Austin Eckler. I just want to pick him up, put him in my pocket. He's so little. It's so cute. It's so adorable, Lundy. And again, that's why I'm in the over 1,375.5 total yards. Fade or follow.
Run, little man, run. I'm all over this one. Look, 933 yards is what he had last year in 10 games. And you already did the math for me. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Didn't
have a calculator handy. I think he crushes this. I really do. I think this is like 1475. I think he's pushing 1500. His Swiss Army knife nature of his skill set is not only something that the Chargers can take advantage of, it is something that Justin Herbert sits and drools over when he thinks about this playbook, because he's got a guy that when he's out there on the field, defenses don't know what he's going to do.
Bingo.
And that is so massive and can take such a pressure off of the upcoming sophomore season for Herbert that I'm with you. I think Eckler is well over this number. It's obviously a health thing last year, 10 games. But to me, if he's out there even for 16 out of the 17, I think he crushes this number.
And we want you to crush a button right now. Are you over or are you under on this player future? Again, Austin Eckler, 1,375.5 total yards. Submit your vote via Twitter at Noisy Huevos and drop in a comment. I will share the poll results and your comments as well at the end of today's pod.
Number four.
Moving on to the NBA and what could be a closeout game for the home team tonight in the Milwaukee Bucks. And let's get some player, let's do a player parlay here, Lundy. And let's drop it in from way downtown with a pair of three-pointers made and props. And let's go with one for Brooke Lopez. Just got to make one. That's all he needs to do, which he has done in three of five games against the Phoenix Suns. He's jacked it up 3.6 attempts per game, only shooting 27% along the arc. But I just need one to go through the damn cylinder from Brooke Lopez. And Pat Connaughton, over 1.5 made triples. And Connaughton has done this now in six straight games, breathing fire from outside. He's jacked up six attempts per game in this series, shooting 50.8% from along the perimeter and averaging three made triples per game in this series. So if Lopez makes a three, Pat Connaughton makes two threes plus 136 at FanDuel Sportsbook. Lundy, what do you think there? Fade or follow?
Ooh, a little same game parlay.
Yes, sir.
Like this. Yeah, stack it up and let's make it rain from outside. I think this is going to be a fun game tonight. I like the idea of these guys from outside the arc. Always love playing around with the Brooke Lopez one there, right? With just the 0.5, but you got to be able to juice that thing up. So good call on this one. Let's see if we can get a trio of threes out of these two.
Yeah, definitely. Bring the noise and the buckets, the pair of Bucks.
Number three.
All right, going back to the Bucks, let's do a little Lundy special here, which is a cross-sport parlay. And this is what I pulled at DraftKings Sportsbook. Give me a Giannis block. Okay, I just need one measly swat. The man could jump out of the damn gym. He had the dunk of a lifetime in the last game of the series. So hopefully this time he will throw somebody's stuff into the front couple of rows there and maybe land in one of the many celebrities' drinks or maybe the bottle of tequila, smashing it that LeBron had conveniently located under his chair. I need to hang out with that dude. Anyway, one Giannis block, and then give me the Padres to win on the road against the Atlanta Braves. You Darvish on the bump. You look at Giannis. He's gone one block, three blocks, zero blocks, two blocks, and zero blocks in this series. So he's been over in three of five. Meanwhile, Darvish, just a 3.71 ERA on the road. Not exactly spectacular going up against Kyle Muller of this Braves team. He's got a 3.45 ERA in three games started. But you look at the Bravos. They lost three of their last four, though they do have a 796 home OPS. A little bit of a trust your gut here. But I think Darvish comes out and deals in this turn of the rotation. Wins in Atlanta, and Giannis as well gets that block. Both of those things happen, plus 131 fade or follow.
Ooh, a little bit of follow there. You're starting to like my little cross-court plays. Yeah. I enjoy this
sexy.
A lot. Oh, it's almost like maybe in bonus time, I'm going to go back to the well. Anyway, like this one with the matchup with Yu Darvish as well. I think the block shot, obviously, now you're just waiting. You're hoping maybe he gets one in the first quarter and you don't even have to think about it anymore. But I really like this play with San Diego. I think it's a really good pair to be able to go baseball to basketball on this one with Darvish there. His over-under, by the way, on strikeouts, 7.5. I have been scratching my head all morning. Was thinking about cross-sporting that one together, but decided that 7 number way too consistent with what I expect out of him. But I like this cross sport parlay.
Yeah, let's do it. Lock and load it, and let's make some loonies with Giannis and hopefully a Padres W. Stick around for my top plays in the NBA Finals and on tonight's Major League Baseball slate.
Number 2.
All right, let's stick with the parlay theme here. I'm planning to lose all my money tonight, Lundy. I think that's the bottom line here. And let's do it.
I lost plenty of it last night since baseball decided to put up football scores.
Oh, that was, was it like 18-0? That was the last time I checked the score of the Nationals game against Miami. That was just absurd. Anyway,
the Red Sox hit the over by themselves. It was ugly.
Tigers are scoring double figures. Like, we're living in the upside down. Let's go back to those aforementioned Miami Marlins clearly licking their wounds from last night's throttling at the hands of the Nationals. I'm going to give Trevor Rogers the over nod on 5.5 strikeouts. And I'm going to pair that with Dallas Keuchel of the Chicago White Sox on the under 3.5 Ks against Minnesota. And at both those hit, oh, Lundy, this is spicy, plus 234, my man. You look at what Dallas Keuchel has done. Let's start with him first. He has been under in 3 of his last 4 and also under in 3 consecutive as well. He's been under this total 11 of 17 starts this season. He has split right down the middle in a pair of starts against Minnesota, going 6 Ks in 1 and just 1K in the other. The Twins, the 7th lowest K percentage in Major League Baseball over the last 30 days. I think for that reason, Keuchel's going to get just 3 Ks tonight. And old Captain Hook, yar, is going to land in our favor. Meanwhile, for Trevor Rogers, and why I like the over on the 5.5 punch outs against Washington, the Nats have the 5th lowest strikeout percentage over the last month in Major League Baseball. But Rogers already has a 6 K performance to his name against this Washington club. He's been over in 5 of his last 6, and he's also over in 15 of 18 starts this season. So I'm going to stick with the trend. Again, Rogers over 5.5 Ks, Dallas Keuchel under 3.5 Ks. Both of those cash. You score plus 234. Fade or follow.
Ooh, you got me with the juice, and quit cheating off my sheet. All right. Trevor Rogers was going to make an appearance later, and you just totally pulled him out of the crowd and put him up on stage way before everybody was ready.
My bad.
That's all right. But I do like the Keuchel one as well with the under on the 3.5, which by itself, by the way, is at plus 100 odds right now. So that's where we're getting the nice, juicy bite on this one at a plus 234. So, yes, as I said, Rogers going to show up again here in a moment, but pair it up with Keuchel. Woo, payday.
Delicious.
Number 1.
All right, let's go to my top play in the NBA. And in this pivotal game, and one in which the Milwaukee Bucks could win their first title with a W since 1974, let's zero in on a Phoenix Sun who is not going to shine very brightly in one specific category, and that is assists. And I'm taking the under on 4.5. I pulled this one at Bet Rivers at minus 134. So if you shop around, some books have a line set at 3.5, and it's juice to the under with plus odds on the over. But knowing that this juice isn't out of control, knowing I get a full assist more on the line, that under is awfully enticing. And that's why I'm leaning heavily and locking in this wager. Booker has been under this 4.5 dimes line in 6 of his last 8 and in his last 3 straight games as well in this series. Look, he's got back-to-back 40-plus point performances. He's become more scoring reliant, especially with Chris Paul on the court. And I think it's going to be more of the same tonight. He is going to have a yeoman's effort, and I think he's going to be jacking up a lion's share of the shots, not really focused on contributing, pinpoint passes for those assists, as Paul is in full command as the floor general of this team in this pivotal game in the series. So fade or follow, Devin Booker under 4.5 assists, -134. Again, pull that at Bet Rivers.
I like the fact that we're shopping. Go find yourself that little buffer, which you did by getting that number to go from 3.5 to 4.5, because you're right. Depending upon what book you're looking at, you're going to see it at a different setting. So you got to be able to shop around, find the one that you like. I do like him to stay underneath this number, but I really like the fact that I got myself a little cushion with that extra assist. So good call on this one, brother. Nice job shopping, finding the right value.
Awesome. Extra cushion for the pushing, as we're going to try to move the needle in a positive direction. It's bonus time, Lundy. I already stole some of your thunder, so hit me back.
Well, that's all right. I've been known to do it for you every now and then, because, again, we even talked about this yesterday on the pod. Brad and I don't compare notes before we do this, so every now and then we're both in the same position. So you talked about Trevor Rogers. Love this. Dude, 18 starts this season, Brad. He's gone over the 5.5 number in 15 of the 18 starts he has had. So yep. I love the over in the 5.5 strikeouts. And then give me Chris Middleton over 4.5 assists. I'm going to put those two things together, and I'm going to take it at a +185. Ooh, that's sexy. And then, Brad, we know DeAndre Ayton, every time we talk about the double-double for him, obviously he gets juiced to high heaven, right?
Yep.
So I'm going to pair that one up with a team that seems to know how to do it at home and not at the on the road. Give me the Rockies on the run line tonight, taking on the Mariners. So I'll take Ayton for a double-double. The Rockies on the run line, +170.
I might have a wager in that Rockies game as well. Let's go to the metaphorical Jeff Bezos penis rocket, Pat Connaughton. I'm going to take the over on 8.5 points, Lundy, because he's been rocketing to the damn moon here over the last couple of games in this playoff series. And the over on the 8.5 points available at FanDuel at -110. In the NBA Finals, he's got 8 points, 14 points, 8 points, 11 points, and 14 points. So he's been over in 3 of 5. The guy is shooting lights out right now, 54.2%. From the floor, 50.8% from along the arc, averaging 3 main threes per game, as we mentioned before. So I think he gets double figures yet again. Love the over on the 8.5 points there. And as I mentioned, you like the Rockies to win. I don't like Seattle to put up a whole lot of runs, so this kind of correlates nicely. Give me the under on the Mariners, 4.5 runs at -110. This one available at DraftKings Sportsbook. German Marquez has been money at home, 3.06 ERA at Coors Field. And at night, Lundy, interestingly as well, in 65 innings pitch, just a 2.22 ERA. So he is certainly a night owl. Earlier this season against Seattle, this one being on the road, 8 innings pitched, just 1 earned run, 7 strikeouts. And over his last 36 innings pitched, all Marquez has allowed is 1, 2, 3. 3 earned runs, that's it. Enticing a 58.5 ground ball rate. All right, before we get out of here, Paul results, Lundy, Paul results. Again, over under Austin Eckler, combined rushing and receiving yards at 1,375.5 total yards available at DraftKings Sportsbook, -115 on the over, -115 on the under. 238 votes cast from our lovely listeners, and the over prevails 66.4% to 33.6%. Zach at ZL Big Baller on Twitter added, easy over, assuming he's healthy. All the guy does is perform at an elite level. I agree, Zach, and so does Lundy. So there you have it. And that is a wrap on this edition of the Faith That Always podcast. Please check out Lundy on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. Drop us a rating and a review, would you kindly? And as always, until next time, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the noise.